Imagine waking up to the same disastrous Valentine's Day over and over again, a day where your car catches fire, your boyfriend cheats on you, and your father announces he's moving across the country. For 17-year-old Emily Hornby, this nightmare becomes reality. Emily isn't just facing a bad day. She's trapped in a time loop that forces her to relive February 14th repeatedly, with no escape in sight. What begins as the worst day of her life transforms into an unexpected journey of self-discovery as Emily learns that sometimes you need to break free from your perfectly planned life to find what truly matters. Emily Hornby lives by spreadsheets and checklists. After her parents' impulsive Valentine's Day wedding ended in divorce, she vows to avoid their mistakes through meticulous planning. Her boyfriend Josh seems perfect, reliable, smart, and following her relationship timeline. Valentine's Day should unfold flawlessly according to her plan. Instead, disaster strikes. Her morning begins when her van collides with Nick Stark's truck. Nick, her chemistry lab partner who barely acknowledges her, reluctantly gives her a ride after her van catches fire. At school, she learns she didn't win the journalism fellowship she was counting on. The final blow comes when she catches Josh kissing his ex-girlfriend. That night, Emily goes to bed hoping for a better tomorrow. But when she wakes up, it's Valentine's Day again and again. No matter what changes she makes, certain events remain constant. The car crash, the fellowship news, Josh's betrayal, her father's announcement about moving to Texas. After multiple failed attempts to fix the day, Emily has a revelation. If she's stuck in a day with no tomorrow, why not do whatever she wants? Abandoning her perfect plans, Emily transforms her to-do list to simply, whatever I fucking feel like. The rule follower becomes a rebel, wearing daring clothes, stealing her father's Porsche, and convincing the most unexpected person to join her, Nick Stark. Their day of reckless freedom evolves into something deeper. Nick takes Emily on spontaneous adventures, breaking into the first bank building to find a mysterious 40th floor balcony, feeding ducks, sliding down snowy hills on wax paper, and getting her first tattoo, a Taylor Swift lyric reading, "I had a marvelous time ruining everything." Through these experiences, Nick's brooding exterior peels away. She learns Valentine's Day marks the anniversary of his brother Eric's death, and his cynicism masks profound grief. As they share their deepest vulnerabilities, his loss and her feelings of abandonment from her parents' divorce, their connection deepens, culminating in a kiss that leaves Emily dizzy and obsessed. But when midnight strikes, the time loop breaks, and suddenly all her consequence-free actions have very real consequences. Waking up on February 15th, Emily confronts the consequences of her rebellion. Her father's car has been impounded with 3 traffic violations. Her mother enforces a complete lockdown, no friends, phone, or unsupervised activities, even confiscating her books. At school, former friends avoid her, and Josh confronts her about publicly ending their relationship, something she doesn't remember doing. Nick's absence hurts most. When he finally appears in chemistry days later, his coldness cuts deep. "It was just a playdate," he tells her dismissively, "like babysitting a kid who needed to break loose. Don't make it into something it wasn't." During a silent family dinner, Emily's composure finally breaks. She sobs uncontrollably, not just about Nick's rejection, but everything. Her parents' custody battle, the pressure to be perfect, her fear of choosing sides. Surprisingly, her mother's expression softens. For the first time in months, she truly listens as Emily shares her fears about losing either parent. This vulnerable moment marks an unexpected breakthrough in their relationship. As weeks pass, Emily begins healing. She abandons her planner and embraces a more authentic self, comfortable clothes, glasses, and messy hair instead of her carefully curated appearance. Josh approaches her for a conversation that brings closure. They realize they were the perfect match on paper, but lacked genuine chemistry. Their relationship was based on calculation rather than connection. Her father arranges to work remotely until August, allowing Emily to finish junior year before deciding whether to move, the first time her parents have truly listened to her needs since their divorce. On her birthday, Nick returns with a gift, a purple unicorn cake she'd wanted at age 9 but never received. He reveals he consulted her grandmother, showing he's been thinking of her all along. "I remember everything about you, Em," he confesses, admitting he fell in love with her on Valentine's Day but pushed her away out of fear. He's now seeing a therapist to process his grief about his brother. "I'm a little obsessed with you." "With us," Nick says, before kissing her. As he drives her home, he lends her Eric's army green jacket, the same one from their Valentine's adventure. Nick suggests their connection might explain why the time loop finally ended. Emily's journey transforms her from a rigid planner to someone who embraces life's unpredictability. Her tattoo, "I had a marvelous time ruining everything," becomes a symbol of this transformation. What begins as an impulsive act becomes a reminder that sometimes destroying perfect plans creates space for authentic experiences. The novel challenges the notion of perfection itself. Nick's grief, though painful, has deepened his capacity for empathy. Emily's controlling tendencies reflect her deep desire for stability. Even Josh's betrayal leads to necessary realizations about the nature of their relationship. Throughout her journey, Emily learns to embrace imperfection in herself, in others, and in life itself. Her relationship with Nick exemplifies this acceptance. Their connection isn't based on a checklist, but on genuine understanding and shared vulnerability. Nick's morning bedhead, terrible singing voice, and habit of leaving half-empty coffee cups around become endearing rather than annoying. Their love succeeds not because they're perfect for each other, but because they've learned to embrace their imperfections together. The Do-Over shows how small perspective shifts can transform our lives. The time loop symbolizes patterns we all experience, approaching situations repeatedly with the same mindset, yet expecting different outcomes. Emily's journey reflects our tendency to get stuck in behavioral loops, avoiding difficult conversations, maintaining unhealthy relationships, or clinging to unrealistic expectations. Through repeated Valentine's days, Emily learns that while she cannot control events, she can control her responses. Breaking free requires not just different actions, but a fundamentally different perspective. By the story's end, Emily sees life not as something to control, but to experience. The former perfectionist now embraces spontaneity, touching her tattoo, whose words buzz like electricity. "I had a marvelous time ruining everything." Sometimes our best days emerge when perfect plans collapse. Sometimes we must ruin everything to discover what truly matters. And when we stop trying to control time, we find that a single day, lived authentically, can change everything.